get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you with another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio, New York City and worldwide on the top three podcasting platforms. That's iTunes, iHeart, and Spotify. And I want to thank you all, the loyal listeners that continue to listen, download, like, stream, and share Situations with Sassy. I also want to welcome all of my new listeners and followers. Remember that you can go to your iTunes or Google Play Store and you can download the Bashani Radio app. You can set reminders to listen to Situations with Sassy each and every Monday at 12 p.m. East, as well as listening to all of my other colleagues. So before we get started, I know you can hear it in my voice. It's a little raspy. I was in danger of losing it over the weekend because I had a fantastic Friday. I had a super terrific Saturday, and I had a stupendous Sunday. This weekend, it was chock full of being around the people that I care for the most. And Saturday, I hosted some friends at my home, and I was trying to decide what to talk about today. And after speaking to my sister, and the topic that I was originally going to talk about, I'll do later, because the way in which the topic is will go so deep and so broad, it's going to require more than Sassy. I'm going to need a panel of individuals. So that'll be later on down the road. But my sister gave me this idea that this is what I needed to talk about, which is friendship. And you all know, you all listen to me, you hear me talk about my Harris girls, you hear me talk about my circle of friends. My circle is very, very tight. My circle is extremely, extremely tight. And the fact that my relationships have been solidified for 40 plus years. And we've had our ups and downs and we've had our trials and tribulations. But we kept that circle tight. And when I meet women, and I'm only going to focus on women. I don't want to talk about the relationships that women have with men. I want to talk about the relationships that we as women tend not to have with each other. That we tend not to have with each other. That we don't sharpen each other. We don't uplift each other. We don't pour in to each other the way in which we should. And I don't know if it's the patriarchy of the society with which we live under that makes us leery of one another, that makes us very catty towards each other. Because when women get together, amazing things happen. But we've been conditioned, we've been pitted against one another because of the patriarchy. And we've lost the meaning and the understanding of what it really means to be a friend. And I am in several online networking groups. And within those networking groups, of course, people are going to form bonds and they're going to form friendships. But what I notice is that the majority, and not in all of the groups, but what I notice is that the majority of the women in the groups that form these bonds with these other women tend not to have close ties to families or to their families. And if they do have a relationship with their family, sometimes there's a bone of contention. So I wanted to, before I started, I just wanted to give what the definition of friendship is. And friendship is a relationship, which is a mutual affection between people. It is a stronger form of interpersonal bond than an association, and has been studied in academic fields such as communication, sociology, social psychology, anthropology, and philosophy. A friendship is a person that loves you endlessly, even when you're wrong. They are patient with you, and a true friend will talk you off the ledge. A true friend is something, is somebody you can, and I'm choosing my words very carefully because my friends listen to my podcast. My friends listen to my podcast. So I want to make sure that I choose my words carefully because I'm not trying to offend anybody. My day one friends, pretty much we say anything to each other, even if it may hurt your feelings. And if it's said to you and it hurts your feelings, it's said out of love. It's said because they love you. It's because we love you that we come to you, that we're able to say things to you, that we can see things that you don't see. And it has been normalized among women. And you hear this all the time. Since Situations with Sassy focuses on love, sex, and dating, one of the main narratives that's throughout the dating realm is that women should not listen to their single girlfriends, because their single girlfriends are usually jealous and bitter because of the relationship that their girlfriends are in. But if she's a true girlfriend, she's not jealous, she's not envious, she's not angry, she's not bitter. A true girlfriend is going to applaud your relationship. She's going to celebrate your relationship. She's going to pour into you and uplift you within that relationship. And no relationship is perfect. And as a single girlfriend with a lot of married girlfriends, from the outside looking in, and I've said this on too many shows to count, on the outside looking in, everything looks hunky-dory and it looks like a bed of roses. But anyone, self-included, that has ever been in a long-term relationship, I'm not talking situationships, I'm not talking friends with benefits, I'm not talking with jump-offs, side chicks, side dudes, maintenance men, I'm talking relationships require work. Relationships have ebbs and flows to them. Relationships will go through shit. It's how you get through it that will make that relationship stronger and that will solidify it. And the same thing goes for your relationships with your girlfriends. When I hear women say that they don't trust certain women or even in general other women around their men, I tend to have a problem with that. And I have a problem with that because the women that I surround myself with know better. You hear that? You hear that? They know better than to be disrespectful to our friendship, to the love that we have for one another as friends, to be that disrespectful to make a pass at or try to make a connection with my man and vice versa. My friendships are comprised of women with a vast taste in the type of men that we like. We don't like the same types of men. I have girlfriends that like security. I have girlfriends that go strictly for looks. I have girlfriends that, and listen, women can be just as shallow as men. I've been there. I love looking at a beautiful specimen of a man. I've been in a relationship with beautiful specimen of men because of the way in which they looked. I've been with men who didn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. As you get older, it's not the quantity of penis, it's the quality. As you get older, you start to appreciate things that you didn't necessarily appreciate in your 20s. As you get older, you begin to connect to personalities. I know women, and we can use the perfect example of these reality television shows with the majority of the cast being women. And you can see that behind the scenes, it is the producer's job to get us to look at these shows. So the more drama that they can create, the more eyes that they can get to watch their shows. So they pit these women who for some are technically friends before they get on these reality TV shows, right? But the job, and they're going to say that it's not, but if you don't get the right amount of viewers, your show is going to get canceled. The producers lose their job. The showrunner's out of a job or not. But the goal is to make sure that we edit these episodes in such a way that we get the most amount of drama out of these scripted reality shows. And you can tell when it goes off script, when people get in their feelings. But I know as a black woman, I'm tired of seeing other black women pitted against one another. I'm tired of seeing people being paid to pretend to be friends for television. And I'm tired of seeing true friendships being destroyed because of television. These shows have women that have been friends for over 10 years, over 15 years, that won't even speak to each other. Because reality TV has you under this microscope. And then you add social media into that microscope. And the he said, she said, and the way in which the shows are edited, and the things that are said off camera. And my 30 plus friendships, I've gotten off track with two of them. With two of them. One of the hardest things that I had to understand and realize was that I loved these women. And I did not like continuing to move forward in life without them being in my circle again. And I can't even remember what caused the issue, but I do know that I was the one that reached out to both to get us back on track. Good friends care for each other. Close friends understand each other. But true friends stay forever, beyond words, beyond distance, and beyond time. I can go months without speaking to my BFFs. And the minute we pick up the phone, it's like we spoke to each other yesterday. True friends. But people have to be selective when it comes to choosing their friends, especially and sadly in this day and age. Because people don't understand and recognize the meaning of friendship, and they don't understand loyalty. On a personal note, Sassy is loyal to a fault. I am 100% loyal. Once you get into my circle, you are in my circle. And you really have to do something diabolical for you to be booted from that circle. Really and truly. You have to understand. And what you see play out on social media when you see people have these internet beefs that used to be friends, and what you see on social media, the things that used to be friends, is that we, and I had to learn this, which is why I reached out to the two that I got off track with. You real friends, we don't abandon each other. Real friends hold you accountable for your bullshit. You have to understand when you're like meeting new people, what's going to bring you together as a friend. So when you think about your friendships, what are the commonalities that you have? Because there's usually like four things that you and your friends have in common. You have your commonalities, be they hobbies, familiarity of where in which you grew up. You have a chemistry, you have a connection, you have an affinity for each other. You get each other. You can be the yin to their yang. One can be introvert, one can be an extrovert, but it's something about the two of you that click. You ever meet somebody and you instantly click with them? And I'm speaking your friendships with women. That's what I'm discussing today. I felt that this was important for me to say, because too often I see the disconnect. Too often I see the leeriness and the distrust. But you think about your friendships. Do you have common values? They say birds of a feather flock together. And that's not always true, because of the people that are in my circle. We all have, listen, no one in my circle does a podcast. No one in my circle does a television show. That's my thing. Another person in my circle is an artist, and they do private art parties where and I've advertised that I've actually shouted them out on the show before. It's called Shindig's Art, and she travels around and she rents out space, and you come in and you pay the fee, you get your product, and you create on glass. It could be a beer mug, it could be a wine glass, it could be a glass plate, it could be a vase, it could be a mug, but that's her thing. She's an artist. Another one does paper art, where they create flowers out of paper or complex designs. If you happen to be a Cowboys fan, she can make you the Cowboy star for your man cave out of paper. And it'll look like a print. Another one bakes. Another one you know, is very much so into the naturopathy and the homeopathy, and they're, you know, they're creating and making sea moss. Another one's a chef. So you have all of these different people that do all of these different things, but the commonality within all of us is that we're creators. We're creative individuals. And that brings us together. We have a common interest. And the common interest is instilling and pouring into each other because we want to see each other win. We enjoy each other's company. We have the same and similar senses of humor. We're all spiritually grounded, some more so than others, but that's that connection. We have common values, integrity, a person's morals and values and their character is important. That commonality. And we treat each other as equals. There's not one that's better than the other. We're committed to each other and trying to make sure that we're happy. When you're down, what can we do to cheer you up? When someone may crack slick to each other, there's a line that we say that you can't talk to them that way. And it puts you in check. In 30 plus years, we had to learn it's not necessarily what we say to each other, but how we say it. And when we get into our sister circles, when we have our, we call it our wine nights, where we're sitting out and we're drinking wine and we're telling truth, you have to be open and receptive to that and know that it's not a roast. It may feel like a roast, but it's not a roast. It's said out of love. True friends don't ask you to compromise your principles. True friends try to be good influences on you. True friends aren't going to fall into that narrative that society wants them to, especially for women. When you have a problem with your man, and then men, that if you're listening, women discuss things. We may not discuss everything, but women discuss things regarding relationships. Maybe not the intimate details, but if one of them gets pissed off, and they're thinking a certain way, not all of us are bitter and angry. And I'm tired of women falling into that narrative and that normality of being the angry, bitter girlfriend telling you you need to leave your man. Because Sassy and her group of friends don't do that. I will never tell anyone to leave any situation unless they are being physically, mentally, emotionally abused. If he's laying hands on you, if he's talking down to you and making you feel like shit all the time, then yeah, I will tell you, you need to reevaluate. If he's hitting you, I'm straight up telling you, you need to leave. But that mental and emotional abuse is going to be a little bit harder for me to discern exactly what's going on, because some of us women can be a little sensitive to certain things. But he's denigrating you and he's browbeating you and he's telling you you ain't shit and you can't do shit without me and yada, 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 then yes, I'm gonna tell you to leave. But if you mad because of whatever stupid reason that I may deem as stupid as a single person, and I've done this to a lot of my married friends who are frustrated and want to throw in the towel, the first thing I tell them is to go home and work it out. I don't normalize that bullshit of telling them that they need to leave. That's not the normalcy that you're ever going to hear here from situations with Sassy. Because a true friend won't tell them that. As a true friend who loves them, who loves seeing black love, who wants them to last and win, who wants them to break that stereotype that black people don't marry and black people don't stay together, I'm going to tell you, go home and work that shit out. I'm going to tell you, as a single person, it ain't shit out here. As a single person, you'll meet really great people. You'll click with really amazing individuals. But for whatever reason, things don't quite work out. For whatever reason. But you have an individual that is in your life that's rocking with you, and you want to commiserate with your girlfriends. That's all well and good. But your real girlfriends, your true girlfriends, are going to tell you the truth about yourself and the situation and send you home to work it out. That's what real friends do. Real friends do that. When your girlfriend posts crazy things about her relationship on social media, a real friend will pick up the phone and say, pull that shit down. Take that off of social media. By then it's too late because somebody else has probably already screenshot it. But they will tell you that was stupid. They will tell you that's not what you do. That's what real friends do. And I want us to normalize women loving each other. I want us to normalize women pouring into each other. I want us to normalize women uplifting each other. I want us to normalize women calling each other out on their bullshit for the bullshit that it is. That's what I want to normalize. I want to normalize real friendships among women. Not jealousy, not cattiness, not envy, but real, true friendships. Because they're important. They're important. And when women don't have friends, when I hear women, I don't get along with women. To me, it's something wrong with you. As a woman. As a woman. I love everything about being a woman. I love getting together with my girlfriends and just sitting around kikiing and having a blast like I'm 16, and it's laugh and it's giggles. And as you get older, it's laughter and it's tears. But in the end of it, it's all love. And I want women to experience that. You can hear the smile in my voice as I talk about it. I love my girlfriends. And as I get older, you know, as you hear me say all the time, in the afternoon of my life, as I get older, I can't fathom what will happen when that circle starts to unfortunately die off. And thinking about that brings tears to my eyes. Thinking about that, how my BFF has been cancer free going on 4 years. Thinking about that. Well, 3 years. But the diagnosis and the reality that I may lose her. This person I talk to every day. The hole that it would leave in my heart. That's friendship. That's the friendship that I want other women to feel. If you have a friendship that is rocky, do your best to fix it. Because it's hard. It's hard. You gotta understand. Being a true friend being a true friend, and I'm choking up, so I'm trying to get my thoughts together. And I had to learn this with her diagnosis, that it wasn't about me being there for her when it was convenient. It was about being there for her when it wasn't. There's a certain language to friendship. It's not the words, but the meaning behind it. So you think about that. Friendship is understanding, it's forgiveness, it's memories. That's it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to follow Sassy Scribe on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter. And remember, you can listen to me each and every Monday. I'm sorry. You can listen to me each and every Monday at 12 p.m. East. Again, I want to shout out Miami, Florida, New Orleans, Louisiana, and Charlotte, North Carolina for continuing to listen to Women Talk Live TV talk show. It's on the CW affiliates in those markets. Please check your local listings. And remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And until then, I'll see you in a week. Peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.